Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Thursday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us, who makes this show go round. So thank you, Jay, for making this happen every week. I'm here from Malta. The sun is shining. The weather is ever so slightly turning, and it feels amazing to have the sun come back out and give its light and its love, and the plants are changing, and we're going from winter crops to spring quickly. So thank you for this new part of the year. I know we're not quite in spring yet, but I can feel it on the backs of my shoulders. Today we have a really special show. We have two guests on the line with us, which is very lucky. We have Dr. James Fadiman, which we'll call Jim, and Jordan Gruber, and they are the author of the book, Microdosing for Health, Healing, and Enhanced Performance. So first I want to say welcome to you both, and I'm going to have each of you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about your background and who you are, and then we'll go into the book.
Okay.
Dr. James first? Yeah.
Hi, James Fadiman here, and I've been doing psychedelic research for about 50 years, totally ignoring the very low doses of microdoses that I've spent the last 10 years working on. And it's the most exciting part of psychedelics that I've ever dealt with, because it's easy and available for almost everyone to improve their health, and that's what we're looking at.
And Jordan.
And I'm Jordan Gruber, and I'm a writer and ghostwriter and editor, but also a consciousness explorer, and founded Enlightenment.com, and I'm a psychonaut for almost 40 years, and I met Jim in 1990 at a conference, and then we became very good friends. And then we wrote a book together that came out in 2020 called The Symphony of Selves, about healthy multiplicity. And then it made perfect sense for me to partner with Jim on this one as well. And we've written this book together that we're hoping to make a real difference in the world.
You know, I had both of them on my show, but not together. You guys were not able to interview at the same time. So I had you each on with The Symphony of Selves. And I have a copy of that book here with me in Malta, and I only brought like one small case worth of books from my move, and that's one of the books that came with me. It's glorious, it's beautiful, it's powerful. I love both of your energy together. Now, what I want to talk about, just to open this up, is microdosing for health, because I think even though we've come a long way, and Jim, you were a part of the Netflix How to Change Your Mind, which I was so excited to see you on. You did amazing. But I think still a lot of people are not familiar with microdosing or even what it is and why it would be applied for our health. So let's start from the very baby steps. What is microdosing?
A microdose is a very small amount of a psychedelic, almost always psilocybin from mushrooms or LSD. It's 1/10 to 1/20 of what's called a recreational dose, and it has none of the classic psychedelic effects, no visions, no transformation of your life, no anacondas eating you. Simply people's system their whole physical and mental system seems to function better, and that has real effects on a lot of different health conditions.
I see that it can be used for long COVID and that it's been effective. In what way?
Well, long COVID can affect any part of the body, mental and physical. So it's very hard for conventional medicine, which is so symptom-focused, to be very helpful, and it isn't. What we find in the few cases that we've worked with closely is that people immediately, almost, very soon, report that brain fog has been lifting. They begin to feel better in their joints. They begin to sleep well again. And for some more serious cases, we're seeing a little more profound changes that are much slower, but about restoration of functioning that they've lost. And that's, again, both mental and physical. So it is definitely not a cure for long COVID, but it is a massive improvement for many people, and we don't have anything else that seems to do the same thing.
Now you have to understand, this is Jordan, that we only have about 5 reports in the book on long COVID, but 5 reports is plenty interesting when you read the level of people's anxiety lifting and the brain fog lifting, and, because of the very low risk to reward ratio with microdosing, somebody who has long COVID might want to think about, maybe this could help me as well.
You know, my question immediately comes to mind then, would these people be taking it day after day or what? Like, how do we even begin to think about what it would take if we started to microdose for healing?
Well, first of all, microdosing, unlike a pharmaceutical, is not taken every day. It is simply kind of kickstarts the whole system a little bit, and then the system, which is your body, which is the great healing engine of all time, does some of the work. So what you're doing is simply improving the capacity of the body to heal itself. And this is done with microdosing for most people over a period of 4 to 6 weeks. Then they take a few weeks off, again, to let the body consolidate its gains, so to speak, and for many people, they will start again, and for many other people, they say, I have made the changes and the benefits that I was after, and thank you very much.
I'm trying to think of all the questions I would ask if I were pursuing this avenue. And taking that many weeks. Go ahead.
Well, it's important for people who are really aiming for health and healing to start out conservatively. And that means following a protocol or a schedule, which means following the Fadiman protocol is the most conservative. And then you take the substance on day 1, and then on day 2 you're off, and then on day 3 you're off. And you might do that for 6 or 8 weeks, and then take a couple of weeks off. So there's a lot of time off. There's a lot of starting low and going slow. So to have a microdosing practice that really makes a difference in your life, we're recommending that people be as conservative as possible, and learning to microdose is a little bit like learning to ride a bicycle or driving a car. If you have somebody there to help you and give you a few examples, it's going to go a lot easier than if you try to figure it out on your own, and that's a lot of the kind of information that the book presents.
So would they take the microdose with a practitioner present, or they go home and take it on their own?
Well, it has almost no side effects. So people both take it on their own, and they have their normal work day, normal time with their kids, normal behavior in all ways. One of the major books is called A Really Good Day, which is very typical of people saying, well, I had slightly better breakfast than I usually have. I was very effective at the office. I talked to somebody who I normally don't talk to because I don't like them. and it was fine. After work, when I went to the gym, I did one extra set of reps, and at the end of the day, I said, oh, yeah, I forgot, I took a microdose. So we're not talking about a massive changes, and it has really nothing to do with all the exciting and wonderful effects of higher doses.
You know, some people, though, will want to work with a coach.
It's interesting to wrap my head around.
Jordan?
Yeah, I was just going to say, some people might want to work with a coach, and we do recommend that, you know, people might want to check, well, should check with their medical practitioner before starting a course of microdosing. A coach or a therapist or a friend, you can work with someone like that. But a lot of people microdose by themselves. As Jim has been saying, the thing is, there's, if you're, you know, taking the right level of dose, there's very, very little chance that anything really bothersome will happen. It's not like taking a psychedelic.
And it's also not like taking an awful lot of pharmaceuticals. And you know, this is self-serving, but the reason that we wrote a book is there's just a lot of information about individual conditions and how people respond in individual ways. This is not a one-size-fits-all, but it is a generally, we can say, generally improves the area of functioning that people are concerned about. If they have chronic pain, very often that pain will diminish. If they have migraine headaches, what we found is people report not that they ever stop having migraine headaches, but they will have maybe one-tenth as many. So we're really seeing some remarkable shifts in diverse areas.
I have so many questions. I'm trying to slow myself down. What I would want to know is where are the ones that you work with? Where are they made? Because now I'm less trusting of certain countries or areas helping with anything. So the products that you're talking, that you work with, where and how are they made?
Well, let me go back a step. The products are, for most people, are made by the natural world. Psilocybin mushrooms, somehow the universe feels it's a good idea that they be available. There are 200 species of psilocybin-containing mushrooms. They grow on every continent, and certainly in Malta, except Antarctica. And that's the best resource we know right now. There are countries where the laws are appropriate so that people can get material that's been verified by the government, and that's beginning to expand. But remarkably, although we have reports from 81 countries, in many countries it's a matter of asking around, and it's certainly we're not dealing with any commercial interests, which so far has been very beneficial for people being able to explore and develop ways of microdosing for themselves.
I appreciate that, because I'm still thinking the mushrooms, you know, if they're in the forest, hopefully they've been untouched by the chemicals and the sprays and all the stuff. And that,
right,
that was where my concern was, is where, you know, is that a concern?
Well, psilocybin does grow around the world, but most of what most people are going to be using is going to be grown by people at home. And in fact, it's a big thing. Since the 70s, it's become easier and easier to grow these things at home. So, you know, it's like anything else. You're going to have to find a trusted source or take it into your own hands and become your own trusted source.
Now, also, it's, you know, I've never quite thought about sprays and pesticides and so forth, because it's a big area, big issue in a lot of food. The only way people grow mushrooms is without anything but the substrate, or the kind of what it grows out of, and a warm, wet atmosphere. There is no benefits, and nobody has ever made any attempt to use any of the synthetic, you know, additives that we are horrified to find in our food.
Well, that's exciting. That actually surprises me, because I was really thinking this was potentially lab created. I know it comes usually. We used to go picking mushrooms in the farmlands, but that, in my mind, is nothing like what is happening with this. So I did think it was more lab.
People actually grow it in a little box that can sit on your kitchen counter or fit in a drawer. Literally, we're talking about something that's incredibly been simplified, because I guess nature made it pretty easy, as you can see, to grow mushrooms. If it becomes thoroughly legalized and there's lots of commercial interest, I'm sure there'll be ways that are found to make it less valuable. And the lab, one can grow psilocybin in a lab, but the research we have says that lab-produced psilocybin is inferior in its effectiveness to natural psilocybin in mushrooms, perhaps because the mushrooms have a few other alkaloids in there. We're very prone to feel that if something took 10 or 15 million years to work out the kinks, that it's probably better than the synthetics.
No, I tend to agree. I agree completely. I did think that maybe because it is becoming more mainstream, my natural distrust of the way things are grown makes me curious, if not skeptical.
Yep.
But that's exciting to hear that it's still being grown out in the woods where it was meant to be grown, and that so far the wrong hands haven't quite gotten into it and procured it. Do we think is it legal in certain states and not in others, or where does it stand right now with that, with legality?
Jordan?
In the United States, it's still a class one substance. It's illegal everywhere. But there are things that you can do. You can, for example, buy these kits and then separately buy the spores, and it's legal to do both of those things. So it is legal, but it is not a law enforcement priority in most places. There's lots of people doing this. Go ahead.
It's legal in a couple of states, and it's what is called decriminalized in a number of cities across the country. Decriminalized means that there is no budget in the police system to spend any money at all to try and stop people using mushrooms or any other psychedelics safely. When people use anything unsafely, say, it's okay to drink alcohol. It's not okay to drink alcohol and commit a crime against self or property or anything else. People are not arrested for drinking. They're arrested for drinking irresponsibly. That is what applies also to psychedelics and to mushrooms in particular, so that there is no people being arrested for the crime of trying to improve their health in these areas.
Well, that makes sense. There's certain things that I want to ask about, but I know we're very close to the commercial break. But some of the things that I think about or that I'm excited to learn about is how it helps with, I'm just going to list it and then we'll talk about it when we come back, but how it helps with ADHD, how it helps with depression, how it helps with pain, anxiety, asthma relief, I'm really curious, autism spectrum disorders, Asperger's, high functioning, autism severe in children, bipolar disorder, weight issues, cannabis reduction or quitting, cerebral palsy, there is cluster headaches, there is so many things, eczema, epilepsy, there is inflammatory bowel disease, and that's a huge one. There's so many different things that you address in this book, and I think it's really profound. And I'm hoping that as I list even just those, shingles, traumatic brain injury, stuttering, that people that are listening to this, if they have had an issue going on in their life and they just cannot get ahead of it, I hope that if one of us says the right thing, that it might be something you want to consider. And again, because we're going to talk about some of those things, before we go to break, if somebody is hearing this, what's the first place they look for online to find the right person to get this microdosing microdosing from? Like, what would you suggest when they're looking for a place?
That's a big question.
I
think when we come back, we'll be able to address how it is, start out by addressing how it is that microdosing can have an effect on so many different sorts of things. I think that's a good place to start.
Yes, but if I were listening right now and I wanted to Google this and find someone to go to, that we should plug in.
Yeah, that's not as easy.
Okay, so we'll do that when we come back from the break. All right.
Yeah.
So we're on with Dr. James Fadiman and Jordan Gruber, author of Microdosing for Health, Healing, and Enhanced Performance. And we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we are on with James Fadiman and Jordan Gruber. They are the author of the latest book. They're author of The Symphony of Selves, but they have a new book, Microdosing for Health, Healing, and Enhanced Performance. And before we go further, how can people find each of you?
Well, what we have learned over the years is to say to people who say, I'm interested in microdosing, I don't know what to do, we say, look for a local group interested in psychedelics and attend a meeting and ask your question. We have found, much to our surprise, very few people come back to us and say, nothing happened, wasn't able to find anything, etc. So there apparently is enough interest worldwide so that people are not finding it too difficult. Those of your listeners in the in Europe, the rules are different, and that psilocybin truffles, which is the mushroom just before it breaks the surface, can be obtained through people in Holland. So that's where we are. It is still not allowed in many countries, but we also know that the interest in from the law enforcement people is almost zero because it has not attracted any kind of criminal crime. It's not profitable enough for crime to get interested. So we are dealing with people across the planet who are helping one another.
Yeah. And also, if you have any younger people in
that's
your life...
That's beautiful.
You know...
Yeah, they know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to find out. So, Jordan, where can people find you? Where's your what's your website?
Oh, well, you can find us both at the book's website, which is microdosingbook.com, one word, microdosingbook.com. And then I'm all over social media, Facebook, Instagram. I'm easy to find. There aren't any other Jordan Grubers who are writers, and so you can find me pretty easily. Even at just jordangruber.com will pop me up.
And Jim, what about you?
I'm jamesfadiman.com, but again, the reason we have the website, microdosingbook.com, is exactly so people can both ask a question and for the and we can post an answer both to them personally, but basically post on the website. And there is...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and there's also an information source on Reddit. There's a microdosing subedit with 200 and I think 80,000 people on it asking questions and answering each other with way, way more information than we can ever, you know, hold on to.
And if, Emily, where
that's
can they
fantastic.
Find it? You need,
okay, so let's...
go ahead.
Well, what I was asking was two separate questions. One was, where can they find you? Because I didn't want to skip plugging them to be able to find you. And then my other question was, if I was looking, right now you said join the groups. I didn't know if there were certain keywords that we wanted to put in to find the group that is kind of for healing, you know?
You know, basically, psychedelic interest groups have a wide range of people with a wide range of information and skills, and that's simply what we've found over the years. When we recommend that to people, they don't come back. They do come back to thank us now and then, but they don't come back and say, I don't know what else to do. And it has surprised us how easy it is for most people to find something. And yes, the system is not yet fully in place so that people can be most easily helped. Part of the reason for the book is to allow people to get enough information so that their questions are better and their searches are better.
Also, there's a website
that
called
makes
the
so much
Global,
sense.
There's a website called the Global Psychedelic Society, globalpsychedelic.org, and they list around 300 different psychedelic societies around the world. And so that is the one way to kind of just tune into people who have similar interests. And in any of those places, all you would need to do would be to start, you know, asking about microdosing, and they could help steer you in the right direction, probably.
And that list is incomplete.
That is fantastic.
A friend of mine in Peru is just presenting information about the 270 groups in South America that are interested in or working with psychedelics. And a lot of indigenous, linked to indigenous groups as well. You have to remember that psychedelic and microdosing use of psychedelics predates probably written civilization.
Did they know they were doing psychedelics, do you think? Like, if you came across the cactus or the any of the psychedelics, did you feel like they did it on purpose or... by stumbling
oh, yeah.
into it and then realizing
oh,
that was a lot of fun.
No, these are both rituals built into a lot of cultures, and also shamans who work with direct healing on direct individuals. We have, for example, recently just a report, there's a shaman in Ecuador who recently started working with an American expat, and he said, you know, I'm going to use mushrooms, and we're using the Fadiman protocol. So we're connecting the indigenous work and the contemporary work fairly extensively.
You can read some good history about indigenous usage on the microdosinginstitute.com site, and they're located in Holland, and they're also a really good community building source who we partnered with to some degree. So that's just microdosinginstitute.com.
That is fantastic. Let's go into addiction, alcoholism. How have you seen it help addicts?
Well, if you think about addiction, it's a severe imbalance of your system. And when people are recovering from alcoholism or other addictions, say pharmacological addictions to antidepressants, they usually get some support, emotional, physical, medical, to help them cut back on what they're doing. What we found, and the technical term for this is called tapering, not stopping cold. That causes enormous physical damage. But tapering is done under medical supervision, and what we found is that microdosing simply allows tapering to proceed faster and with less side effects. I remember a report of a particularly difficult psychiatric drug, and the woman basically said, I've tried several times to get off it, and I get so sick and so crazy I can't stand it. Microdosing, I was able for the first time to basically taper myself off of this addictive drug, and that's kind of the role, that's the model we're seeing.
Oh, I have so many questions with other issues then. All right, we're going to take another commercial break. We'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and we are talking about microdosing for health, healing, and enhanced performance. We have James Fadiman on the line, and we have Jordan Gruber. They are the author of that book. And we just talked just a little bit about addiction and using microdosing to help taper the substance. And the word taper I really like, and I am familiar with it, but then it makes me want to ask other questions. Instead of addiction medicine, let's talk about things like bipolar disorder, things that are in the brain that require medication. What have you seen with microdosing?
Bipolar is a very curious one because there's no research with high-dose psychedelics about using it. There's only warnings on every study saying, don't do this. And then when I've asked researchers, do you have any evidence or are you just afraid? And the answer is, we have no evidence. So I went to the bipolar sites on where we all go, like Facebook, and asked the moderator, can I ask your community? I said, do you have any experience with psychedelics and specifically with microdosing? And they said in elaborate detail, if you're bipolar, which used to be called manic depressive, so you knew what it was, when you're in your manic phase, don't take anything. You're high enough and you're fragile enough. But in your depressive phase, psychedelics and microdosing seems to be quite helpful. And we have, of course, a few cases, but that's the basic from the people who are bipolar, which we feel are probably the best informed.
Also, it's important to realize, Emily, that while in certain cases we know something about the specific neurochemistry and biochemistry going on, in many cases it's good to take a step back and just recognize what microdosing does in all cases, and that's a few things. It enhances neuroplasticity, or the brain's ability to make new connections and let go of old ones. It reduces inflammation because the classic psychedelics are all anti-inflammatory. And generally speaking, it brings people back into a sense of equilibrium or homeostasis, and they tend to feel better. So as a baseline, we find that almost any of the things we're talking about, to some degree, might get at least a little bit better because the microdose is providing a kind of general systems-wide support to the person.
So, and I totally understand that, actually, and I'm still looking at the list of things that are listed in your book. Multiple sclerosis, MS. I mean, this is all stuff with the brain, so it makes sense, but I can't figure out why it makes sense. Does that make sense?
Well, welcome to science.
Have you seen things with MS? Have you seen improvements?
We don't know. What we know is the body is a healing machine. What we know, and we know very little about MS, but the cases we know, people report improvements in some related conditions like migraines. People report improvement in kind of psychological issues. When you have any chronic disease for many years, you have psychological issues. And what we're seeing in the MS case that we're following most closely, after several years of microdosing, very long follow-up, the person is walking more steps. Now, that means they're improving their capacity to use their muscles. MS doesn't have that. People don't get better from MS. They only go slower, slowly down. So it's a remarkable turnaround, and that's what we're discovering. And what we're interested in is taking cases like that and saying to the MS researchers, take a look. This may be something important. We have other situations like depression where we have hundreds of cases.
Have you, I don't see it on here, but Parkinson's, would this, I would assume it would slow down the start.
We don't know. We don't have enough information to put it in the book. We're simply dealing with several thousand reports collected over a number of years and the reports from the various groups who are now actively set up as coaches or healers to work with microdosing. So to say it's good for everything is foolish. To say it seems to help a wide range of conditions is evidence.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a pretty perfect statement, actually. that seems very polished and right.
I listened to it too, and I thought that's pretty clear.
Somebody write that down now.
Yeah.
You should definitely write that down. It was brilliant. In my mind, you've been using it a lot. If you want to repeat it, go ahead.
No, I'll even give you credit.
No, I don't need it. But I'm saying, go ahead and repeat that sentence because you said something about it being foolish, and the other one being, what was it?
Well, what we're saying is this is evidence-based. That's what we're only interested fundamentally is: does it work for real people in real time in real situations? And there is a term in the medical literature, you don't see it very often. It's called real-world evidence, and it's what every laboratory begins to approach. Clinical experiments are a lot less open than you would think. They're very, very tailored to get the best results possible, which usually includes picking people for the study who are most likely to improve. Real-world evidence works the other way. And we have one study of 1,500 people from 51 countries where they wrote us and said, can you tell us how we would use microdoses? And we say, here's the best that we can come up with at this point in time. In return for this, we would like you to take a little test. It takes about 2 minutes every day to kind of check your moods. And at the end of the month, send us a report on what you've been working on and how it happens. And that's how evidence is acquired. So we have many, many people who... we have them from start to at least 1 month out.
Wow. Okay. You know, to get this kind of information, it just I feel like people that are part of the study are very lucky. I've always wondered how people find their way into being a person that gets to be at the beginning or even halfway through a particular study with someone like you that would be overseeing their health and what's going on. Is this just, did you go to particular groups to start this, or how does the research go?
Well, in psychedelics, I was in Santa Cruz, California, where there are many people who experiment with psychedelics for pleasure or for spiritual growth or for healing. And I said to some people, would you like to try this very tiny dose? And they all kind of looked at me funny and said, yes, and came back and said, wow, I really feel good. And that's how the research started, literally, with individuals exploring for themselves.
I love it. We have one more commercial break, so don't worry, everybody. We still have them on. We're talking about microdosing for health, healing, and enhanced performance. You're listening to All About Healing, and we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we've recently moved the show to Thursdays. So for almost 7 years, I hosted the show on Wednesdays. So if you're new to the show, thank you. Please keep coming back and listening. And if you've been listening to me on Wednesday, I hope that you'll come back over and see us on Thursdays. We have James Fadiman and Jordan Gruber on the line. They're the author of the book, Microdosing for Health, Healing, and Enhanced Performance. You can reach them at microdosing.com. That's microdosing.com. You can buy books wherever books are sold.
Microdosingbook.com. Microdosingbook.com. One word.
Microdosingbooks.com. Oh, I went to the wrong website. Let me look it up then. Microdosingbooks.com. I'm so sorry, and thank you for doing that. I will look for it again. It's not coming up. Okay, so let's talk about how this helps with ADHD.
Let me start, and then Jordan can carry it on. Recent study, this is kind of a little scary for people with ADHD. Recent study out of England, lots of thousands and thousands of people, et cetera, finds that ADHD significantly lowers life expectancy. That's really scary, and it's even when when the scientists were looking at death rates in England and so forth and so on, and taking away all the other variables, all the good science, they said, well, it's not as bad as we said. It's only for males about 5 years. Life expectancy is less if you have ADHD. Lots of reasons, not necessarily the ADHD itself, but the effects in your life. So it's a very disturbing condition. It is probably genetic, and unfortunately, the medications that are conventionally used are fundamentally amphetamines, and we have a few hundred cases of people who have basically come off of their medications and microdosed. We also have people who said, I've only been diagnosed, I don't have medications, and microdosed. And the results have been, for them, remarkable and healing and life-changing. And Jordan?
Well, you know, they allow Ritalin to be prescribed to children as young as 3 years old in the United States, and we think there are about 80,000 of them. So if you had to ask yourself, might it be worth trying something that is likely to have no side effects versus getting people on a drug that they might essentially be addicted to for the rest of their lives, with addiction meaning if you stop taking it right away, you will have bad consequences. You do have to taper. So as the big frame, now we're not suggesting anybody stop one and do the other, but we have had cases where people have, you know, parents, after we advised them that we couldn't advise them to do anything like that, they went ahead, and there has been some remarkable improvement seen. So it's just worth considering whether it's, you know, just what are the risks of giving someone a pharmaceutical when they're 3 years old that they might have to stay on for the rest of their life.
So we're finding that what people report is they're basically, and it's worth noticing, they say, gee, microdosing isn't as powerful as the amphetamines that I've been taking, but it's close, and I have no side effects. I don't have a crash. I also don't have, at least in the United States, the incredible expense of amphetamines for ADHD.
Wow, I'm blown away, because I'm diagnosed ADHD, but I don't take medicine for it, because I took medicine in college, and it made me absolutely, like, it's the first time I started having panic attacks. It made me not see clearly. It was really horrible, and I've never done medicine for it since. And I didn't, all of a sudden I'm having these thoughts that I should try microdosing, because I know that I have issues with ADHD, but I'm not willing to medicate for it.
Well, you should. Thank you, Emily.
You're right.
You're right.
It's important to consider that pharmaceuticals at best suppress symptoms and at worst come with a whole set of side effects that can be really detrimental. Microdoses, on the other hand, actually help heal the body, lower inflammation, and do all those other good things, and there's almost no side effects ever. It's a very different proposition.
It's what we've been saying is there are certain things which we know is going to help all conditions, and say, well, what do you mean? We say, well, how about exercise? Oh, yeah, that's good for everything. How about sleep? Oh, that's good for everything. How about improving your diet? Oh, that's good for everything. So when we say microdoses seem to help a lot of conditions, we're talking in the same framework, which is all of the ones I just mentioned improve overall functioning. And that gives the body the maximum opportunity to heal itself. That's the fundamental here. It is not a medication. It is not a pharmaceutical. It's closer to a vitamin. But it's even closer to these basic methods the body uses for self-healing.
This makes me want to do this, but I would really want to work with somebody that I know I can trust. I don't even know if it exists over here in Montana.
Fortunately, there are coaches, and there are coaching methods, and there are people who are training coaches. And fortunately, given electronics, you can certainly work with someone from other parts of the world. That's the way for many people to go, because it feels safer and it feels wiser, and you get more focus and more attention on your own healing.
It is amazing to me. I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking, because I am incredibly sensitive to anything that I ingest, or even I did some brainwave stuff, and he was shocked at how much I could feel everything. And I wasn't making it up. I'm a super sensitive person, maybe from 20 years of being a body worker and an energy practitioner. I don't know, but I can feel it. So I feel like even though you guys are saying you can drive and go to the gym and do your regular day, in my mind it's like maybe I would look at it in the summer where I'm not on the hook.
Good.
To take care of
kids,
get to and from school,
or you could take as many people
when I have a little more.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. But many people we've found, and again, are like you, Emily, for sensitive. So when we say start with a tenth of a gram, we have a whole lot of people who say, no, that's way too much. I'm much too sensitive. I'm taking a hundredth of a gram, and that's more than enough. What we know is that people have to find out inside their own body what's the correct amount. It's not something that an external physician can even guess.
And on that first day when you try it, you want to make sure today anything special or important to do, or that might worry you.
If you're at the right dose, you can have your ordinary day with no qualms. Nobody will know that you're on anything, and you really will barely feel it, although you probably will notice it a little bit. So you got to find that level. So start super low, and then you titrate up till you find that level, and if it's a little too much, then you go back down.
Oh, you guys are fantastic. This has been such a wealth of information. I hope everybody who's listening feels inspired. Go do some research. Go look for your support. Go join their website. Say your website one more time.
Sure. It is microdosingbook, one word, .com. Microdosingbook.com.
You guys have been great. Everybody who's listening, thank you for being here. Make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.